Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show, DOC. DHing for the coach. Pardon me. We expect to hear from DQ from the park. In the meantime, G from the shop was nice enough to hold on through. And Donna Hopkins is a part of that interview process. So, G, good to hear your voice, man. I'm sure Coach Sheehan will be disappointed that he missed you.
Oh, no, he ain't missed me. Man, I told him not to hang with me last night, and he ain't
Why'd
listen.
You do that to him?
Oh, yeah. No, he did it to himself. Pause. He did it to himself. I gave him a warning, but he signed off on the waiver.
Okay.
So it's all on him now. You got Donna Hopkins coming up. Man, she is top tier, Doc. Top tier. All the Sheehan's guests be top tier, too. But I know Donna, shout out Mac the Sack, man, because I know Donna come on off the strength of Doc Walker. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, Doc, you said something about character. About finding $100 on the ground
yeah.
and searching business. Yeah, I remember I found a wallet with about $300 in it. And I searched for this person for like 3 months and finally got in touch with him. He lived all the way in New Jersey and got him his wallet back, man. But
you know
if
what?
I find
and I believe that. I believe that. Seriously. I believe that.
No, it's a fact because yeah. I was raised proper.
Yeah.
But if I find $100 just laying on the ground, I'm not searching any business or anybody for it. That's finest keepers. And you know what I would do with that $100, Doc? I would bet it on the smell test. I would put $100 on the smell test because the public is hammering Kansas City. And I'm telling you now, that's my smell test pick. If you want to make some money, double up. Go with us with the points. But if you really want to jump out the window, like I'm going to this weekend and put my Americans on, Washington money line, because we're going to beat the Chiefs.
So you're going with that out of conviction. You know what? I can understand it's a bold statement. And especially how Kevin goes after it. His approach, that's what's sound, is tested over the years. I'm strictly looking at this, and I'm saying that this team has not demonstrated to me that they are consistent enough to build, extend drives, or stop drives by one of the best operations on the planet. So the only reason I could pick them would be that out of sympathy, but I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to keep it real.
Nah, it ain't sympathy.
That's the only way I could do it.
If you felt bad for him, just keep your money in your pocket. And
yeah,
don't
well, no, I wouldn't
nobody.
Put a dime on. Oh, hell no. No. I forgot. You mentioned wagering. No. No, that's y'all. You got to be a special individual to do that, play that game that way. And I'm not built for that.
Hey, Doc, I know one thing. I will travel out to L.A. if I find out Gilbert Arenas snitched on my man Sheehan with this betting probe, man, because we going to whoop Hibachi ass.
No, I'm with you. If he got Kevin involved, no question. Look, anything's possible. First thing I thought of, oh, no, I hope my boy's clean of this. But I said, you know, we don't know. We don't know. I'm telling you what, though, just the old idea, this poker thing, and people putting surveillance glass and the technology.
X-ray tables.
I mean, this is kind of like, it's Dick Tracy type investigating.
It's Ocean's 11.
No, it's
you're right.
It's insane, Doc. You know why it's insane? Because me and you done grew up on oodles and noodles and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah,
me and
sardines.
You grew up cutting the grass with a push lawnmower.
We used to
the struggle. I don't understand any multimillionaire betting a dollar of their hard-earned money, because once you done got that many millions, there's no need to bet anymore.
Yeah, but that's why they say it's a disease. If you could...
But you can make more, G.
Yeah,
I can make more millions with my millions.
Exactly. I mean, that's
why. But you know what else I can do?
The disclaimer.
If I had the millions, I would never have to scratch and claw to find no weed money. That's why I wouldn't bet. I'm not messing up my number one thing, and we got to make sure the lettuce is in the refrigerator.
I'm with you, but it happens with such frequency. I don't think anybody signs up and says, I choose to be an alcoholic.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, I want to be hooked on nicotine.
Well, the number one thing is, you would catch me on A Current Affair or 60 Minutes, because I would be probably caught with a large amount of marijuana and a couple few midget prostitutes, maybe.
Yeah, well.
But I'm not betting no money if I got millions.
And that's why I couldn't miss TNT last night. I said, because when Barkley and him and Kenny, and they were heated, and to Charles's credit, because he's a big player. And he said, hey, you know, I gamble. And I understand that. Yeah. They're playing at a different level, man. They're playing at level that you can't understand it.
Hey, Doc, one level that I do miss, and I wish my man had been here to see what Wemby did the other night.
Yeah, man.
Because did you see, my man Paulie called him the problem. Wemby put on a show.
Yeah.
And shout out, always, rest in peace, Coach Butch McAdams, because he would have had joy talking about that big fella.
You know, and he does, man. I look at a picture of Coach every day. And I just, it reminds me to never come in here, never do this without the excitement that this brings. Because that was Butch.
Excitement, energy, and guess
energy,
what?
Yeah, always. And just the fact that how lucky you are to be in this position to do this. I mean, it's like the guys that gamble, the people that are millionaires, I think people say that's easy. You can't speak on it because you ain't been about it. But it's the key word is that addiction, and we're not going to do anything really to solve it because there may not be a solution. Because there's a profit to be made in it. One thing we know in this country, there are a whole bunch of things that go and make you scratch your head, but they continue to go on. And this, to me, blew my mind that we were actually talking about organized crime, something just laid out with this many layers in it. And the only thing that's going to happen is that until somebody gets hurt physically, these guys are making a mistake of their life. But then again, they may not be the first crew to do this. But I recommend you run. Easier said than done. But this is a level that you don't want to play at. I'm just saying. I would recommend you run. Run from this. If you got a family member that's playing and they that hooked up on it, you need to send them to rehab on your own money. You need to do anything you can to get them out. Because when they start talking about organized crime, Slim, you're not built for this. You're not built for it. This is not NIL. This ain't no game. This is real serious. So I wouldn't even joke about it. You know, wouldn't joke about it. Donna Hopkins is going to join us. Get a little bit of an update. Yeah, I think let's try her and see if we can get her on now that all the people in power.
Yeah, since all the pressers have kind of
all
wrapped.
The people in power have spoken. I love the power play. And is that big guy, is he out at the park today? We have to check on that. Cowboy.
Oh, I have no idea if big fella's out there.
Okay.
Pretty sure he's got to do a show for.
Well, you know.
But he's got time.
He's kind of a big thing now, so. See if we can get Donna on, and we'll continue to got to have a game plan. You may think it's crazy, but I'd rather go big game hunting than to be out fishing in a pond. Well, I'm going to catch a guppy. Let's go. Okay, let's go big game. Speaking of big game hunter, she's kind of a big thing herself. Donna Hopkins, it's got to be a crazy week for you because it's Chiefs week. It's not like we haven't played them. We played them. But the expectations now, things are a little different. We are clearly, most people are the underdog when you play the Chiefs, clearly underdog with a little bit of a cloud hanging over our program. Where are we right now? What's your gut tell you? Are we stable or unstable?
Well, I know, Doc, this is yet to be seen as far as how stable this team is. But one thing about it is yesterday at practice, I surely saw a lot more energy yesterday. It's almost like they went back to training camp and started doing some of those same old drills over that brought up the intensity and everything. I saw a different atmosphere out here at practice, and it was good to see Terry and Debo at practice, and I watched them closely as far as how they ran, how they moved and everything, because I'm trying to, you know, look at with my eyes as far as is it limping, is it anything going on. But it was a breath of fresh air to see both of those two guys out there, and if they can come back this week, they're going to help out that offense tremendously, because I think they're going to have need to have all hands on deck. I saw Bill Crosby Merritt put in some extra work with Anthony Lynn, and I was talking to him a little bit after practice about, hey, what did he have you doing as far as I saw some blocking drills and some different stuff like that. So they're putting in the extra work, and I think the detail even more work to get better, because I asked Coach Quinn yesterday, I said, hey, you know, are you looking to possibly after analyzing the last 7 games of maybe scaling back or simplifying some things? And he said that that's what they were looking at, that they were looking at plays that they could possibly say, well, that didn't work, so let's put that on the shelf and move on. So they are actually diving in a little deeper to try to figure out how to get this ship back on course and in the winning column. And they're going to have a tough task this week against Patrick Mahomes and that crew that's playing much better with, because they got all their healthy bodies back, Rice and all of those guys. And you know Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. But I do like what I'm seeing in this week out here at practice with this team.
I want to be real sure about this next statement I'm going to make, because it seems like I've heard that before.
Yep.
You know, I think I've heard reports, whether it's you, whether it's Big Mitch, whether it's Big L, whether it's Grant Paulson, you know, whether it's any of the people that I'm listening very, very clearly, and I'm hearing a good report for the day or some kind of inspirational spark. Well, I'm numb to all that now. See, I was following all that because I saw the results it generated. I'm not happy with what I've seen lately. So I don't have, and I'm no longer even, I don't even seek verbal response. There's nothing they can say to me all week that'll push me off my position. Because once I lose trust in your ability to do what you say you're going to do, the only way you earn that with me is to do it. If they had to put tape over their mouth and cancel the press conference this week, I'd have stood up and gave him a standing ovation. Because I'm not interested in hearing nothing you got to say. What I'm interested in seeing is, can you generate results with your leadership and your presence? And if you can't give me results on that, then we'll part ways. Because I'm never going back to that. Because I need to see something, not hear something. You're talking to... Now, if they did that, they got you excited today with practice. So that's telling me you hadn't seen that level before.
Not for a while, Rick. And okay. I think you hit it. It does not matter about how much we talk about this, how much they say, because we heard it all before. It comes down, if anybody ever played sports or whatever, it comes down to you changing things up, that you go out and do what you say, go out and clean up things. I mean, if you're making the same mistakes over and over again, the key thing is you got to clean up those mistakes.
Why are you still in the game? Why did they run it like they don't have a 53-man roster? They run it like they got a 33-man roster.
Yeah, I think we're going to see some new bodies inserted in there, because it is time to look at what is not working. I mean, that's the bottom line. It shouldn't take two losses to realize that, but sometimes it takes a shakeup. I think about that Cincinnati game last year when they were on a skid, and then they started turning around. It's a little different this year because of the injuries, but it's no excuses, because everybody across the NFL has had major injuries to their team. But it comes down to execution, changing up some things that may not be working, like Coach Quinn was talking to me about. Okay, changing up these things is not working, and let's figure out, we're going to do this. If that doesn't work, we keep changing until we put our foot on what is going to work for this team to move forward. These bodies back is going to be key. I know that Bobby Wagner talked to the team, and you need those leaders to step up, because sometimes when you have younger players, they may not understand the scope of, hey, we're in a hardship right now, is what Coach Quinn said, a hardship. So a hardship is whatever it takes, I'm going to have to do it. You can't worry about feelings or anything like that. It's got to be hardcore right now as far as what you do on this field. It doesn't matter about what you do at practice, but they did say you play like you practice. So if you're putting in the work, and that's what I'm seeing this week, if you're putting in that kind of work, it should be seen on Sunday, no matter who the team is on the other side.
So, Donna, there's been one thing that's kind of been consistent in Joe Witt's pressers throughout kind of this season, especially with the downturn that the defense has taken, and it's communication. He said earlier in his press conference today that about Will Harris being one of the better communicators in that secondary, and his loss has kind of been key. So have you seen anything out there in practice that would give you an indication as like kind of steps forward in that process of communication throughout from the defense?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny that you call out Will Harris's name, because I was talking about him about 3 weeks ago, losing him, losing Wise, and how that changed up the defense and everything, because he is a good communicator. But when you don't have that type of guy, you've got to be able to pull on somebody else that can communicate the things. And that's, to me, is the debacle right now as far as what we're seeing in the secondary. So I'm not sure how to answer that question for you, because I'm sure if they had to answer, all of us would be talking about that. Because my thing is, somebody else, the bottom line, has to be able to step up, because they're talking about other guys that are good communicators too. And I know that Will made things happen because of his veteran leadership coming in here and what that happened. But you got guys that are not old to the system and everything. I mean, the Quan Martins and all of those, they raved about him last year about, you know,
even coming into the season too.
Yeah, and coming into this season. So we've got to see this from some of the other guys. But I'm not for sure what the answer is, because that's what the area I said, that the explosive plays and some of the same things I'm seeing week in and week out. That means that you have to quickly not be thinking. I mean, I think that they're thinking too much and not reacting, because when that ball is snapped, you shouldn't be looking at each other. You should already be reacting. And I think if you really look at things, when that ball is getting ready to be snapped, they're still talking. The communication should already be resolved at that moment, unless a play is being changed at the line of scrimmage or anything like that. But you should be dead on looking at that quarterback and that offensive line as far as reacting quickly and not still trying to figure out what you're supposed to be doing. that's where I see the breakdowns is in the communication part, because that's been the key thing all season long. Communication, communication. Well, I don't understand how it still happens.
Yeah, it is, makes you scratch your head a little bit, but it's also the pressure of a game and the pressure you put on yourself to be great. These kids don't want to disappoint anybody.
No.
Everybody knows that, and we definitely know it because we went through all of the heartache up until last year. So maybe you pressure a little bit. Press yourself just a little bit. Yeah, I'm glad it's the Chiefs. I'm glad they're playing somebody that, other than friends and family, nobody's going to pick them unless they're trying to get attention to themselves. But it doesn't mean they can't win. And that's what they've got to prove. We need to find out the story for this year's team. It's not last year's storyline. It's this year's storyline. And I just wish they would be allowed to do that. And if we get some people back, then that'd be great. If we don't, game's still going to be played. And it's an opportunity for somebody else to step up. And I just don't feel that. I don't feel like these young people are being allowed to fly. It's like we're trying to predetermine the outcome. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen like it did last year. Who planned that last year?
Yeah, Rick, what I want to see is what I got out of the locker room yesterday is after Bobby, and you well know playing the sports on the top level, Rick, is that sometimes when you put so much pressure on yourself, you don't, it's overwhelming. And instead of just having fun and relaxing, I can remember my basketball coach, I was in a shooting slump in college, and he said, he put me on the second team in practice. And he got in my ear, and I said, that'll never happen again. So sometimes you got to get to the point where you take the pressure off yourself and you start having fun again with the sport that you said that you love. So I think that's what we're seeing is sometimes they're pressing too much because they really want to do a great job.
Yeah.
And yesterday, as Bobby mentioned, in, you know, not divulging anything from the players, because I told them I don't want to hear what he said. But the key message was, let's get back out to having fun.
Good.
Fun and playing the game. And hopefully we'll see that trickle down, because I think a lot of people were putting so much pressure on themselves that they couldn't have fun in playing the game. And hopefully that'll trickle. I like the odds. I like the fact that people are saying, oh, they can't beat Kansas City. That's just the type of game you go out there and prove people wrong.
I hope you're right. Appreciate that, man. I can tell. Just hearing your voice, they got to you because you believe what you're saying. I can tell.
Yeah.
And I mean, the way they warm up is encouraging, but I don't see enough of it to know is that I know it's not translating to the game, but I didn't know why. And it also helps to get, you know, a couple people back, especially a guy that was your spiritual leader, 17. Uh-huh. 17. He's the straw that turns the drink. JD5 is miraculous on game day, but I think the constant pressure, the person that you wanted to associate yourself with was 17. And his absence, his silence, his lack of being effective, they could not and have not overcome that. So that's going to be big. That gives them a chance.
Yeah, and get number one back, Debo Samuel.
Oh, man, yeah, straight canine. And you could see it from day one. You could see it from day one because he had something to prove. Chip on his shoulder. And I think that's also could help you out a lot. When you see that old number 78, and I do mean old, Tony McGee, please give him a big, big hug for me.
I definitely will. I was trying to school him a little bit yesterday.
That's impossible. Old dogs don't learn new tricks.
Hey, Rick, it was hard. You already know it.
I know. Almost impossible. Donna, appreciate you. Thank you for taking time out.
It's always fun.
All right, Donna Hopkins, Skeletos on the field. That's a positive report, fellas. It's positive that we heard something decent. enthusiasm. It doesn't mean X's and O's. I mean, it doesn't mean that they completed practices and passes in practice. What it meant is that they acted like they were thrilled to have a chance to go out and represent the burgundy and gold. That's important. I don't need a lot to be encouraged because I'm not ashamed of them. I'm disappointed in what I've seen, but I'm not ashamed of them. I know that under that uniform, there's a heart. These guys want to be good, but we just can't talk about it anymore. We got to go out and show it. And what better stage? What better stage than the Monday night football stage? I mean, you know, that's all you want. You want everybody watching, everybody listening. And let's go out and find out what you made up. We'll take another break here. 12:24 here in the nation's capital. DOC, the Cowboys been so quiet. Am I going to get any dialogue? I mean, dude, you got to take a victory lap. Because I would never let you down. I would never back off if it was reversed. Well, you got to take a lap.
He's been taking his laps on the Chris. Have they given you a you did your Cowboys minute yesterday?
Russell gave you a shot?
He did give
okay,
his shot.
I want to make sure. Do you earn this? And I want you to feel like you can't be yourself.
No, this is I'll tell you. This is Brian being himself. This is him every day.
No, Brian's good, but he's a Cowboy fan. He can't be that composed. He can't be that
he does a really good job at hiding.
He don't act like a Cowboy fan. Let me tell you that right now.
It's true.
That's the thing that about him that I think it'll be easy for us to get him is because he's not a typical Cowboy fan.
I've tried my best. I don't think we can do it. But if you think we can, we can give it a shot.
He is the most. I've never met a Cowboy fan that displays the patience.
Mm-hmm.
And the lack and the control that he has shown since I've been here, because I've messed with him every day that I'm here, and he treated me like he wasn't even surprised they won.
He never is, unless they beat the Giants. But
well, their offense is nice.
It was that day.
Yeah, it was that day. But did you talk to him about Green Bay? Did he see his boy?
Yeah, we did kind of talk about that next morning. He wasn't too pleased, but a tie is better than a loss, I'm sure. I mean, we've been through it. Remember when we tied with the Bengals over in London that one morning a couple years ago?
Dude, a couple. It's more than a couple.
Feels like a couple.
Sick to my stomach. And to fly back, that long flight with that feeling was horrible.
Dreadful.
Horrible. And that was the beginning of a pitfall. 12:26 here in the nation's capital. Take a quick break. And we'll come back. We'll just keep playing the hits. And, of course, any of you that have anything good to say about a wager you might have won at the benefit of Brother Sheehan, don't hesitate to give him a shout-out. We'll be right back.
Of course, and before we do that, Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun,
Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Record-setting break.
Yeah, a little bit.
To the Guinness Book?
A little bit.
World record?
Yeah, we got the NFL update. That's two. And then we had 5 minutes of spots. So that was a long one for over here on the Team 980. It's nice to see what they get to experience over there across on the other way.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I was sitting here going, I'm uncomfortable with this.
Yeah, I might be able to get a nap off on this one.
It's like Russell with his world-famous salads.
Oh my God! He could have fixed an entire salad and downed that whole thing.
Yeah, whole thing
in that break. My God!
I love seeing him. I want him to actually film one of his shows talk us through that process.
First of all, I need Chris Russell to start streaming on the Team 980 YouTube page.
He's too big for it. First of all, hold it.
And then I need a camera that's on him in the break.
Russell,
it's true. I need a camera on him in the break that's just. Oh, that's him eating his lunch.
Yeah. I get the biggest kick out of watching him because he's a celebrity. And when he goes down to 106.7, the fan and that deal.
Oh, everybody flocks.
Oh, he's like, he's kind of a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And so people are attracted to him like a magnet. I love watching it. I love watching him operate. And then his show is over. And for 2 hours, he's doing another show 10 feet away from you.
Doing the Beltway Blitz, and then he comes out and sits.
I would love to see him filmed. I don't think he sleeps.
Ooh. I think maybe I'll give him one REM cycle a night, so that's like 3 hours.
I've seen him. As a matter of fact, I have a photograph. I have a classic photo of him.
Uh-oh.
On the team plane. And it's not the most becoming photo, so I don't share it.
Well.
But he's knocked out.
But you could send it to me.
And it shows you how exhausted he is because he's like in between. It's a classic. It's exhaustion at a way I've never seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how much this guy gives, man. He's a giver.
It's true. He is.
Yeah, he's a giver. So it's going to be funny. It's going to be really, really funny. We got Will down in Florida. What about... Well, have I ever asked you, do you have a relationship with the Gators?
Doc.
Yo.
Can you hear me, Doc?
Now I do.
My friend, thank you for your service as a Redskin fan. And, I watch some of my YouTube videos sometimes. And one of my favorite players growing up was Alvin Walton.
Dirty Al.
That was a dog. That was a dog. Talking about dogs today, I hear the people talking about my old vet friend. I'm 61, so I grew up in Miami and fell in love with the Skins that 71 season Thanksgiving game.
Yeah.
I just fell in love with the uniform, the helmet, and I've been a fan since then. I bleed burgundy and gold. So I'm happy we got a team now, Doc. I'm happy we got a team. And, yeah, we're going through the injury reapers, picking some debt this year. But we're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I love Dan. I think he's a leader of men. And he'll turn this ship, right, and snap a few knuckleheads over the head and get them out if they don't want to be part of the unit. But thank you. tell me a little about Alvin Walton, who he was as a guy, before I hang up.
What you saw with Dirty Al is what you got. He was serious about his craft. He wasn't joking. Practice hard. I love guys that practice hard because they are sold on the eye. Well, first of all, we had another choice. It may be an option now. I don't know. I can't speak on what they do in practice. But ours was not a – they didn't ask you if you wanted to or not. And so Dirty Al, I mean, they had to stop him from blowing people up at practice. All your hitters always hit. So usually they have to be taken out of drills. Because it's just not within his DNA for him to not hit a moving object. So some of the real, I call them fools, they just leave him out of that part of practice. Because they don't know how to not blow people up. And that's why some guys could not play in today's game with these rules. It's no one's fault. It's just how they were built. You know, everything wasn't your 40 time. See, these stats aren't anything new. There's always been in stats always were more internalized. But you might hear the term, the guy runs for whatever, but he plays faster. You know, we're too into these measurements. Here's what I want to see. I'm going to measure you in the game. Some guys, they don't even hit that level until they're in a real game. You ever heard of practice players? They really do something bad, but then doesn't carry over to the game. That's how gamer comes up. You got to be in the game to become one.
It's true.
So if your evaluator is only looking at you in practice, he may not be confident enough. But based on what I've seen over the past several games, take a shot. Gamble. Gamble with one of these young guys.
Take a shot, man.
Take a shot. Because here's one thing I bet you with. I bet you a ham sandwich on this one. They can't be worse than the people that are out there.
Yeah.
And if they are worse and you kept them, that's on you.
There you go.
So I don't see this being a problem. I just see the problem is, do you have the kahunas to execute what should be done? Are you built for this, or do you just sound good? A lot of people sound good and don't look good, don't perform good, but they sound a certain way. And a lot of people are attracted to sound. I'm not. I need to see some action. And hopefully.
Got nothing to lose, man.
Yeah, well, you do. Your job.
Well.
Yeah, you do have something to lose.
Hey, listen, I think I don't think Dan's got to worry about that. I think maybe somebody on the defense may have to worry about that, but that's a story for another time. But we'll see. We'll find out kind of how the season goes.
My friend, this is a trend.
That it is.
We're trending in a way that I'm uncomfortable with it.
I am as well. And I know most of the guys in Ashburn are uncomfortable with it as well.
Because they're not lazy.
No.
This is not a group. This group, but what did Donna say? Eyeball tests.
Mm-hmm. You said, your eyes don't lie to you.
Eyes don't lie. And so there's an energy. Also, the Chiefs will do that to you.
Yeah.
If you know the week you're playing the Chiefs, you're thinking, you know what? If I don't put my best foot forward, it may be amputated. I may not have a foot when I come back.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's another thing we look forward to. I am excited, but I'm excited more by anticipation than I am desire to see this outcome. I'm anxious to see them from the kickoff or the kickoff return all the way through. Can you imagine if that game was here? How much pressure? Now, that would be pressure.
I mean, the pressure on Christmas.
I don't think there's pressure. No. Against who's your opponent? Dallas. Yeah. They showed you. Wasn't that big thing to them. We assumed it would be. We talked right, but it's not to them. You can't convince me that that was your best effort against, if that was your, quote,
well, I hope
nastiest
not.
Relationship with somebody? They didn't show that. Did they show that to you?
No. No, they did not.
No. No.
No nastiness at all.
They
in
didn't
fact,
show, no,
pillow was, fighting.
Right, right. There you go. Closer to that.
Yeah.
That's scary. Because it wasn't like, you watch rivalries in college.
Yep.
You can feel it.
trying to put your shoulder through the other guy's chest.
Couldn't feel that. That was not. They were our people. That was not Dallas week to them.
No, it was not.
They
clearly
were just playing the Cowboys in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's okay. Maybe that's the way it is for them.
Should it be?
Well, it depends on how you taught. What are you the indoctrinate? Don't forget the people that coached them were there.
It's true.
That could be uncomfortable. Maybe. How do you explain it?
You gotta get the hate train rolling when it's the rivalry week. You just got to. It's just.
Yeah, but if you were the enemy, now you're here. Are you capable of generating that?
You better be.
Because they damn sure didn't have that for us. I don't think they did. I don't think they ever do to that level.
No, they don't. They don't think about us that much.
They got all four people.
It's true.
The Eagles, the Giants hate them. Everybody hates them.
Yeah.
So it's hard for them to, I think, pile up on any one group since they're hated by everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody wants a piece of the pie.
Everybody, exactly.
Yeah.
Because they bring that, they live with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you don't get the big ups and downs, ebb and flows.
It's a lifestyle.
For them, it's every practice.
Yep.
They're never not the number one issue. And that's Jerry. And that's the way they operate,
mm-hmm.
which is really trains them. There's no big moments. They live in big moments. Whereas if you're not like Green Bay, you would think small market, maybe not. They act like that. They have ups and downs. He goes, what? And they got a great home field advantage. They travel well. Cheeseheads don't get the man. They're everywhere, but they're under control. They're not jackass. They're really overall.
Yeah.
With that big yellow piece of thing.
It's hard to get away with stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, trust me. I know. Being a big redhead, it's hard to get away with stuff when you're noticeable.
Well, that is true. Is it? But redhead ain't cheesehead.
That's true. Well, that's some of us can be, but that's another story for another time.
The cowboy thing to me has always been intriguing. And that's why I think Jerry, and I did watch the special.
Yeah, you watched the
watched
doc.
I'm not done with it. Highly impressive.
Kevin has said the same thing. I've been too
blinded
by hate.
Don't know. I did too. That was my ignorance.
Yeah, okay.
I said, why would I invest time in watching the Dallas Cowboys do? And you know what? I learned a lot.
Interesting. All right.
I have you have more respect. Because I love winning. I'm never going to disrespect a winner.
Of course.
A winner. But when you see the vision, I always wonder, why is Jerry so always on the damn sideline? Well, Jerry's a legitimate ex-player. And I hadn't focused in on that.
Mm-hmm.
I just assumed he was a rich guy that went in and, you know, father paid for him to be. No. He played. He was actually in there. So I do encourage you on your free time, if you got nothing else better to do, to watch it, because all jokes aside, when you're as vulnerable as they are defensively and you can win a game in this league, that you got to give them credit.
It's true. You did.
I never thought we'd lose that.
I didn't either for a while.
I never thought we'd lose that.
And then ball was snapped.
Well, no, that's because I had on fan rims.
The fan glasses, yeah.
I put on fan rims. I put the fan rims on. I said, you know, that's us. That's burgundy and gold. That didn't mean squat in there. Because our people, I don't really think they understand the power
mm-hmm.
of what that burgundy and gold thing means. So maybe that's on us. It is... time to take another quick break here, 12:47. Correct time here in the nation's capital. Sheehan is out. He's in good shape. D.O.C. filling in with the fellas and Cowboy Smooth, man. You know what? I've gained so much even more respect for his class in winning.
He's a classy guy, man.
Class in winning.
Telling
man.
You.
This is. I don't think Rooster's going to be able to break him.
He's tried for many weeks. He's poked and prodded. It just hasn't worked.
No, it's not going to work. I'm impressed. All right. Stay with us. Be right back.
All right. Before we hit that break, I want to talk to you about IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day.
Woo.
Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value meal. Available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. All right. Here's what's happening. on this Friday, October 24th, Thursday Night Football was last night. The Chargers, they trounce the Minnesota Vikings 37-10. Not a night to write home about if you are Carson Wentz in Minnesota, but the Chargers getting guys to step up with major contributions from Aronde Gadsden, the second and third string running back Kamani Vidal. Again, big win last night for the Chargers. The NBA doubleheader last night with two overtime thrillers. The Pacers kicked off their season against the reigning champ Oklahoma City Thunder. And for the second time in just as many games, Oklahoma City ends up in double overtime, where MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander puts up a total of 55 points in a 141-135 win. And the other game, the Warriors, they faced off against the Nuggets. This a battle between Steph Curry and Aaron Gordon as the two traded deep bomb after deep bomb. Gordon goes 10 of 11 from beyond the arc, putting up a total of 50 points. But the Warriors, big game experience pays off, and they get the win last night in Denver. Plus, the Caps, they get underway against the Blue Jackets tonight. PLD, Pierre-Luc Dubois, may be back, but Rasmus Sandin will miss as he's day-to-day due to an upper body injury. They get going tonight here on the Team 980. That'll be at 6:45. Plus, the Wizards, they take on the Mavs tonight on Bloomberg 99.1. And the Hokies get going on a Friday Night Football matchup. That'll be on 106.7 The Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Denton's Office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
12:53. Welcome back. DOC in for Coach Sheehan. Kevin got first hour in. Then you think they actually flew that helipad to his backyard? He's got a that concrete slab.
Yeah, he's. I know he's got one in his backyard, and then the roof of whatever office he has, he runs up there, and then they don't even land. He just grabs onto the ladder, and then they fly by.
I'm not real comfortable with the helicopter moves.
I understand why you wouldn't be, because it's very treacherous. There's too much danger involved.
Yeah,
at least for me.
I've got a friend, and he won't touch. I mean, it does. I mean, I'm sure they're fine, but that's my least favorite means of transportation.
helicopter?
Would be a helicopter.
Was it? Did the events of February something 2020 have anything to do with that? When Kobe crashed and passed away, or did that?
No. Well, I see.
Was it already before
having actually been out and seen the pad by his crib?
Uh huh.
Where he lives by the beach, and
yeah.
That's not uncommon. A lot of those guys.
Yeah, a lot of them have that. Yeah.
So that didn't blow me away. It's no different than a car, really, mm-hmm. for them. That's the way they
it's just
it.
It's just how they do things.
That's how they view it. And because of combat and what we've seen through movies and these planes, they've been up there and people are shooting at them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just drive, maybe it's probably like driving. I don't know. It just, to me, appears that it'd be my last means of transportation if I had options.
For sure.
Yeah, I take 2 hours longer to get somewhere. I'll do it.
Hey, man. But if you're Sheehan, you're a busy man.
Well, he's
you got to take what you can get.
A lot of obligations, yeah.
It's true.
College, you know, it's because his baby, well, he'll do any game, but college. These rivalries. And really, NIL is starting to have an effect to the point where, like, hoops, St. Mary's can go. And you're not that surprised.
Mm-hmm.
One or two guys. We never thought we'd see it bleeding into college football. I didn't.
Oh.
As quickly as it has.
I mean, man, these kids are signing six-figure deals and then getting another.
But the teams that we would, Vandy, you're looking up, you're going,
yeah.
Georgia Tech.
Indiana.
Well, Indiana's a superpower.
They are now.
I mean, it's amazing. My boys happened this weekend, and I'm like, it is Cignetti, and that's why leadership is so important.
Absolutely.
He didn't just start doing this.
He's been doing this.
JMU. He did this and will continue to do it because he just got that. They used to call it, one of my favorite commercials was always the Midas.
Mm-hmm.
They made you believe what you heard. The touch. The Midas touch. Cignetti has that. A lot of people don't have it. As good as James Franklin is, and I think James is a hell of a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had a lot of opportunities.
He has.
He hadn't played a game. If he played, he'd probably win. But can you convince those you're in charge of to do their jobs at a level that you get the results? What are we looking at right now? But we also look at this team differently because we're not real honest.
Mm-hmm.
This team is not that talented.
One last year either.
They had more last year. Yeah, more last year. Because your quarterback was better last year than this year's quarterback is. It could be the same guy, but it's a fact.
That's true.
Okay, your receivers, your skill positions have not stepped up like last year's team stepped up. Last year's team was better. Now, you like to say, well, know what, we're going to be better. We have a model now. We can look at that. You haven't done it. Well, we lost everybody in free agency. You mean you let people go? Well, you mean you didn't bring in better? See, this is where truth to consequence, this is where it comes real. It ain't no lip service. Why aren't you at least as good as you were last year, if not better? That's all I'm saying.
It's a good question.
Well, I don't hear no good answers.
Well, I don't think they have any yet.
What does that mean?
Nobody has any good answers on this. So
what
are
we
going to
do with it? What do we do with it?
We got to play it out.
How much time are we going to have to play it out?
Listen, you got Monday night against the Chiefs, and then we work from there.
Okay, all right. I'll take that. If you take that, I'll take that. It's always a blast, dude.
Always, Doc.
God bless all of you. Go Burgundy and gold.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.